If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's our number 4. It's Knocking on the Door, the original recipe podcast. Don't forget, Fifth Hour Podcast. If you want to meet me, I'm going to promote this more as we get closer, but next Friday, week from Friday, Mallor Meet and Greet, Charleston, South Carolina. All the details. I'll be there a couple hours hanging out. You can get all the information on the Fifth Hour Podcast from Friday, this past Friday. So make sure to get that if you're interested. Love to meet you. And here in hour number 4, both Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk are in the 49er display case. How does this play out for John Lynch in San Francisco, the GM there? Jerry Jones and the Cowboys being goofed on for re-signing Zeke Elliott. Are you surprised by that? And the Vikings apparently worried about rushing quarterback J.J. McCarthy. They could actually play Sam Darnold to begin the year. How do you interpret the commentary coming out of the Twin Cities? We'll get to all that and more. Have a wonderful last day of April. Happy Tuesday. Here it is, hour number 4. The best laid plans of mice, men, and 49ers. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Head on as we focus your audio content coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and outspokenly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the fade, the fadeaway jumper. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. That's right. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan, thinks that's pretty impressive, and it is. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lakers have been eliminated from the NBA postseason. They're done. A gentleman's sweep at the hands of the Denver pro bouncy ball team. So LeBron, sounding like he's ready to leave the Lakers, refused to say he wants to stay with the Lakers. He didn't say it. He was given multiple opportunities after the game. And this feeding into the speculation, I mean, we know LeBron loves people talking about him, but LeBron feeding into the chatter that he's going to follow Bronny to Timbuktu to go play basketball, make sure his kid gets drafted in the first round so he can go join him in parts unknown. And the New Orleans Pelicans are out at sea. They have been kicked out of the playoffs by OKC, so the Thunder have won in advance. But our lead this hour coming from the NFL. That's where we're going to begin, because we've had a few moves since the draft, some signings that have taken place. In fact, we'll talk about one of those coming up in a couple. But over the draft weekend, we did not get the big, giant monstrosity of a trade. I was hoping for that. We didn't get that. We got a lot of minor trades. Nothing really with the wow factor for what I do for a living that really moved the needle. I don't recall anything that really moved the needle in that department with a veteran name brand player changing teams. So there's a lot of noise in the lead up to the draft. Tons of noise, and a lot of it was out of the Bay Area. And it was regarding the status of Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. You might remember we talked about this a little bit in the lead in to the NFL draft, and that they were both available to swap me, that you could have them at the flea market of the NFL. San Francisco was looking to trade one. Now, neither ended up being repackaged. Didn't happen. Have you heard the latest, though? Have you heard the latest on this? Maybe not. We are now being fed information that the plan, as of right now, moving forward, the 49ers are going to hold on tight to Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. So I want to talk about this. Now, the question for the electorate here, the question for the Commonwealth is this. Both Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, the receivers for the 49ers, they're in the display case. Right? You go by the store, they're in the display case. How does this play out for the Niners? A team that was in the Super Bowl and had opportunities to win the Super Bowl but couldn't get it done at the end. So I've got a codependency, mosquito, and high wire. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to make the Baba Ganoush is what we're going to make. All right, so to kick off here, John Lynch, who is in charge there, he gets paid the big money. Big money, big money. He has created a gummy situation, is what he has created, which is he's essentially created a situation where he's let the world know that these guys, one of them will stay, one of them will go. And that's maybe that's what he wants. Maybe he obviously leaked it to his beat writers. It's gotten around. Agents have talked about it, that this is the plan. And so the smart money says that one of those two cats, Deebo or Brandon, will not be on the 49ers by the time we get to the start of the regular season in September. And here's why. You've got the micro and the macro. The micro and the macro. The macro, Deebo Samuel, if you look at his contract, he's got 1 year left of guaranteed money. And you and I both know the way it works in the NFL, it's all about the guaranteed money. It's not about the fake money. Who cares about the fake money? It's about the guaranteed money. He's got 1 year left of guaranteed money, and he's going to want the cash. But if you look at the micro, Brandon Ayuk, the other receiver, he wants to get paid right now. He's got 1 year left on the fifth-year option, and then he's out. So John Lynch is walking the high wire at this point. He's working as a tightrope walker. The chess move is to deal Deebo because he's a little older. He's a couple years older. So that would be the move. Although he's a better player at this point. He's made more impactful plays for the Niners than Brandon Ayuk has. But if you're going just based on the spreadsheet on what you're supposed to do and what the nerds say, you get rid of Deebo Samuel a year too soon rather than a year too late. You get rid of him and send him off to some AFC team, the Bills, the Chiefs, or the Steelers that are apparently all horny to get a name brand receiver. And then you have to pay. The other part of that is you have to play, you have to give Brandon Ayuk a long-term contract for a lot of money. And you already drafted a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, from Florida, although he played mostly at Arizona State. So there's this connection there. Now, furthermore, we head to Dallas. And the fallout, the news came down shortly after this show ended that Zeke Elliott was indeed going back to Jerry's World, reunited, putting the band back together, and it feels so mediocre. The Cowboys, after letting Zeke Elliott go, and he played in New England, and now he has come back. Come back again. Come on back now. And that has created some mixed reactions if you look at the pulse of the people. And we're all about the pulse of the people. Jerry Jones being goofed on for re-signing Ezekiel Elliott. Are you surprised by the amount of vitriol being directed at Jerry Jones? So I'm shaking my head. No. This one's rather obvious. Now, we know it's fun to mock Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, but you said a year ago that Zeke Elliott was no longer a top-notch running back. Otherwise, you would have kept him. You would have never gotten rid of him if he was still a top-notch running back. So you announced to the world, Jerry Jones, a year ago, that this guy, he ain't it anymore. So you let him go. He then proved you right by going to the Patriots and being El Stinko with the New England football team. And now you're like, okay, we'll bring you back. While at the same time, talking out of the side of your mouth, talking about how the Cowboys are all in. They're all in being lampooned is what they're all in. And this is a classic toxic relationship is what it is. It's codependency. It's the Cowboys tried to get rid of Zeke Elliott, and he thought I'd be fine without you. And he went to the Patriots and he stunk. And then the Cowboys couldn't replace him. They thought Pollard was going to be great. That didn't work out. And so Zeke's running around. He's an orphan looking for a team. Jerry needs to sign somebody that people have heard of. But last season in New England, Zeke Elliott had almost as many fumbles as he did rushing touchdowns. And he didn't play that much. He's a clunky running back at this point. That's what he is, a plodding running back. You don't want your running back to be playing. He's like a fullback at this moment in time. And so it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better, but that's where we are. All right, last thing. We go now to Minnesota is where we go. And I read that the Vikings plan to open training camp with Sam Darnold. Of course, training camp doesn't happen until July. We're almost into May. This is the last day of April. But at this moment, it is being propagated that the Minnesota football team will open training camp with Sam Darnold and his collection of ghosts. First team quarterback, the number one. J.J. McCarthy is going to have to reach certain benchmarks to take over as the first team quarterback, allegedly. The coach there, Kevin O'Connell, smartest guy in the room. Kevin O'Connell and the nerds are not just going to put him out there as QB run. So the Vikings are worried about rushing quarterback J.J. McCarthy. How do you interpret this? So I'll go first here. I interpret this as, I'm going to go back to Jerry Jones. I know this is a story about the Purple People Eaters. It's not about the Dallas Cowboys, but bear with me. When I saw the story here, I thought of Jerry Jones' famous quote about circumcising a mosquito. That's what I thought of, right? Because that's really what you're doing here. You traded up to get J.J. McCarthy. You don't have a good quarterback. Your quarterback is now playing in Atlanta, although they don't think he's very good either because they drafted his replacement already before he's played a game. But that's a different conversation. So fine. Your old-fashioned paralysis by analysis is what's going on in Minnesota. You get bogged down with, look at what happened with these other guys when they sat down. And this is always a pet peeve of mine. You're trying to outthink the room. And I go back to my hypothesis that there is no way to know whether or not Patrick Mahomes would have been great a year earlier if the Kansas City football team had not sent him out. Jordan Love's the same way. Everyone just assumes, these guys are good because they didn't play. What if they would have been good anyway? It's a false assumption that dumb people make, and it annoys me. It's information overload is what it is. And now, we don't believe J.J. McCarthy is a great quarterback, but I wouldn't put him in mothballs. And he's certainly, of all the quarterbacks drafted, he's in the top situation. Because you got a primo number one wide receiver. You've got a solid number two. You've got playmakers. You got an offensive line, which isn't terrible. So you're in a pretty good situation. So why would you let him sit there and hold a clipboard? What sense does that make? And the sports books, and I always go by the gambling market on this stuff, the sports books do not believe the Minnesota Vikings. They don't. And that's often where you go to because they're not in the business of losing money. But the sports books are calling the Vikings bluff that they don't believe that Sam Darnold will actually start to begin the season. In fact, J.J. McCarthy is third among all rookie quarterbacks on the prop bets for passing yards, according to the offshore books where you can bet on that stuff. And McCarthy is only slightly behind Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. So you either have it or you don't. That's my premise on that. That's my belief. You either have it or you don't. You learn by doing things. You don't learn by watching. So that's my position on that. It is the Ben Maller Show. I'm sure we'll talk about that eight gazillion times. If you would like to be part, you can join us here as the speakeasy rules are in effect. We'll have a newbie night tomorrow. Also later this hour, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. We've got taking a break, and the Dirty Birdie. We'll go there as well. You can send me a message on X at Ben Maller. The Dirty Birdie and Taking a Break. We'll go there as well, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you're a satisfied listener to the Ben Maller Show, we invite you to help promote our mom and pop program. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective of them all. Tell your friends and coworkers about our show and drop us a mention on your favorite social media networks. You are our loudspeaker to help spread the teachings of the Maller Militia disciples to young and old. Now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Big news, Eddie. Luke the vending guy is back. He is back with the show. I think he went to the dreaded day shift, but he's back. Luke the vending guy. Big announcement. Ferg Dog says, I'd just like to say how convenient the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast is. If you're busy, a busy guy like Mark, and don't have time to listen to the whole show, it's a godsend. So if you weren't listening last hour, we did a game. We call it Maller's Mountain Money. And this is the first time in the history of the show this has ever happened. So this guy Mark called up from Denver. He was playing Jacob from Delaware. And we had Mark on. We said, all right, Mark, we're going to play the game. And just stay on hold, and then we'll play the game. So we went back to Mark. And he was there. He wasn't paying attention. And he was listening to the Best of Ben Maller podcast while on hold for the live show. The good news is he's called back. He's called back. So let's go now to Mark in Denver. Hello, Mark. Welcome.
Hey, hold on a second, Ben. Alexa, volume down.
he's such a fan, yeah. Eddie. He's still listening to the Best of podcast. Mark, listen.
No. That was the radio show.
Oh, that was the radio show. Okay, listen, Mark. First of all, I am both flattered and disturbed by your phone call, okay, at the same time. So I am flattered that you are such a consumer of the audio content that you are listening to the Best of podcast. I'm also a little disturbed because you called up for the game on the live show. So what happened? I told you to stay on hold, and then you were futzing around over there.
Yeah, I thought you were... I don't know what happened, truthfully. I thought you were, I didn't hear you come on, and then I had the Best of the podcast.
I had a double dose of bed. Yeah, well, the Best of, much better than the actual live show. The podcast, much better than the actual live show. And you got the 2-for-1 special, Mark. By the way, the game's over. We already played the game. But the 2-for-1 special.
Ben lost.
No, I would have won. We would have won, Mark. But you hung. You weren't there. We were gonna win, me and you.
Well, of course. Shit.
All right. All right. We had a dump
button. And the dump button.
First one of the night.
Welcome. Oh yeah. Don't encourage it. See, now you brought it up. See, now we're in some trouble. Yeah. Now we're in some issues. Josh writes and says, the list of quarterbacks who didn't start playing until year 3 or 4, Philip Rivers, Tony Romo, Chad Pennington, Rex Grossman, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Schaub, Kirk Cousins, Matt Castle, Jimmy G, Brock Osweiler, David Gerrard. Yeah, I think the point you're trying to make, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Josh, because you just sent a message in on the socials, but the point you're trying to make is that it's hit and miss. It's scattershot. That some guys play right away and they're fine. Some guys sit for 3 or 4 years and they suck. And other guys will have Hall of Fame careers. Like for every Aaron Rodgers, you get Rex Grossman, Brock Osweiler, David Gerrard. That's what you get. And for the success of Philip Rivers, you get Chad Pennington is what you get. So I believe that's the point. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I believe that's the point.
Hey, Rex Grossman made it to a Super Bowl.
Yes, Rex Grossman did make it to a Super Bowl. So did Trent Dilfer. So you've got that going for you.
What are you saying? Fresno State great.
Here's an outdated reference, Eddie. Stan Humphries, D Did he not start a Super Bowl staying up?
He nobody, certainly did. Yes.
Nobody even knows who that is, but when I was getting my start in radio, there was a team in San Diego, Eddie, called the Chargers. Can you believe that?
I can trump Stan Humphries, though.
Go ahead, trump.
David Woodley.
Wow. David Woodley. That's
started a Super Bowl.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this false assumption, obviously, that you have to be great to start the Super Bowl, and they obviously don't have to be great to start the Super Bowl. Now, that being said, we turned
of course, those guys all didn't win spectacularly, so.
Worst quarterback to win a Super Bowl, Nick Foles? All time, worst quarterback in modern era. Modern era.
Brad Johnson?
I go Nick Foles, though. I think Brad Johnson was better than Nick Foles. How about that?
It's a hot take.
That is a hot take. Tweet that out, Cooper. Send that on X or whatever they call that stupid thing. Send that. So Mike Tyson making headlines. So we talked earlier about Tyson. The people in Texas, the fine folks in Texas, have determined this is going to be a sanctioned heavyweight fight with Jake Paul. Now, I was told the reason they're doing that is for gambling reasons, that the gambling laws in America, as it was explained to me, the American sports books, shout out DraftKings, for example, would not be able to take bets on that if it was an exhibition fight. So that was the main emphasis for this to become a sanctioned fight. But that's not the headline. Mike Tyson, the story in the tabloids, and it must be true if it's in the tabloids. Must be true. So it's an officially sanctioned professional fight. The results will go on the record, so Tyson could get his first loss in a million years, blah, 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 blah. Knockouts are allowed. They're going to use the women's rules, though. 8 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves, no headgear. It's at Jerry's World July 20th. However, Mike Tyson, there's a couple of problems here. Number one, he loves the weed. He loves the marijuana. And there are rules against it in the state of Texas if you're competing in a sanctioned boxing match.
Are you a pothead?
So can Tyson stay off the weed long enough to pass a drug test? And I was reading the story that got a lot of attention, that Tyson, now he hasn't smoked weed in nearly 6 weeks. He also hasn't had sex in nearly 6 weeks since he started training for the fight.
Wow.
With Jake Paul. Yeah, we hear this a lot, that as a man, when you compete, you must not partake in the hanky-panky.
You don't say.
Yeah. It's a draining situation. And this reminds me of a Ronda Rousey interview that in the old studio across the hall, when she was on her way up and all that, and she had done, I've told this story a few times, I haven't told it in a while. So Ronda Rousey was on, I was doing a show, and we had her in studio. She was nice, whatever. But she had done an interview like 2 days earlier with Jim Rome, where she said the opposite. She said, as a woman, before a boxing or MMA match, she was in MMA at the time, before MMA, she said she wants to have a lot of enjoyable experiences, rolling in the hay and all that.
Is that a loosening up thing?
I don't know. Like somehow gives it works the opposite. As it takes away energy from a man, but it gives a woman more energy. So she had said this like 2 days prior. So we had her in the studio. We asked her. I thought that's an interesting thing. And she wouldn't answer the question because her sister was with her, her younger sister, and she refused to talk. It was like, hey, come on. Of course, now I see her doing a bunch of, now she's more polished and she's been on a bunch of stuff. She did the wrestling thing and all that. So anyway, Mike Tyson, forgoing the hanky-panky. Not doing that. The adult gymnastics, he will not be taking part in that. No weed for 6 weeks and no sex.
So. I have really high hopes for this event.
I'm looking forward to it from a content perspective. I am fascinated by Mike Tyson. So
when is it again?
July 20th. It's in Jerry's. Oh. It's on Netflix. Do you have Netflix, Eddie?
I do.
You'll be able to watch it then.
All right.
Is it with our subscription? Or
oh, that's a good question. Oh, that's a good question. I just assumed it was on Netflix, so I pay for Netflix, so I would get it.
Right. You would hope that's the case, but I mean, I don't know. You might click on it, and then it says, okay, enter your credit card information.
Is this their first venture into a sporting event?
First boxing match. I don't know if they put anything else on sports-wise, but this
I would
is
guess for the
match.
First one, you'd want it to be free, right? To get
yeah, it's like a drug deal.
Get eyes.
Your first
hit's
free, and then after that, you got to pay.
And then after that, yeah, that's what I would think. We'll see.
Okay. No, I'm looking forward to it. This reminds me, it's not going to be as much fun as, remember how much fun we had, Eddie, with Conor McGregor? And when he got into it with Floyd Mayweather?
Well, see, that was a lot of fun leading up to the event, but then the event itself was like, okay.
Well, that's just Mayweather just stood there and didn't do anything. And once Mayweather decided he wanted to fight, he absolutely kicked McGregor's ass.
Yeah, and
but he stood there and danced around with McGregor and made it seem like McGregor was going to win because they had to go a certain amount. How come there was never a second fight? I was told that there was a planned deal. They made enough money. There was going to be a second fight. They made a ton of money. They never had the second fight. Why not?
I know, right?
I don't understand.
Am I naive to think that Mike Tyson can just destroy Jake? Is it Logan or Jake? Jake Paul? Logan Paul?
Jake Paul. Yeah, all those Paul brothers are the
same. Yeah, I can never figure out.
They're annoying YouTubers.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like this can be a legitimate,
but he's almost
60, great
thing. And didn't he, who was it, Lennox Lewis he got into that exhibition fight with? It was in L.A. here. And he kind of got out. He didn't look all that great, Tyson, in that. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, remember the fight during, I think it was during the COVID time, they had like an exhibition thing?
Oh, yeah. But remember that? But yeah, but it was an exhibition. So we're just like, there was some stupid rules, like no punching in the face.
No ear biting?
Yeah, there was some weird. Yeah, you would think Tyson's a trained boxer, and even though he's almost 60, who the hell's Jake? Jake Paul's a wannabe boxer. He's a, you know, he's like, oh, I made a lot of money on YouTube. I want to be a boxer.
But he's a legitimate boxer now.
I don't know about that.
Lorena, you like watching guys beat the crap out of each other?
You know, I'm not against it.
You're not against it.
I'm not against it. It does make me go, every time, you know, because I can feel it.
You can feel the pain, the agony.
I wouldn't sign up for it for sure.
Yeah, I got you. All right. So are you going to watch, though?
Yes, I will watch because it's going to be a viral thing, you know?
You want to be part of the crowd.
Yes!
I got you. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show, and you're part of the cool kids crowd. Coming up later this hour, I still can't get over that guy, Mark. That is outstanding. That Mark in Denver. Loves the podcast. Loves the one of the best of both worlds.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
You talked about looking ahead.
Yes.
We've got three NBA playoff games coming up
tonight,
on Tuesday.
Eddie, tonight.
Milwaukee Bucks looking to win or be eliminated against the Pacers, and that does not look good for them as far as having Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard in the lineup, both listed as doubtful for game five due to injury.
But I will be there, Eddie. I'll be getting hemorrhoids on my ass.
Well, you're
watching.
Going to Milwaukee?
Well,
wow,
no, I'll be watching
amazing.
On my television, Eddie. My laptop.
Well, you will watch for me. I appreciate that.
I will watch for you. Where's the money? You know, the gambling. People gamble on these games, Eddie. Did you know that? People bet on these games?
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. So where's the money on these games? Where is the money at? Now, the way this works here, the public money is the ticket count. The sharps are the professionals. It's the handle, is what they say. And so the Knickerbockers opened a three-point favorite at the Garden, the Mecca. Over the 76ers. They are up to a four-point favorite. Most of the money in favor of the Sixers and the ticket. So the public and the sharps agreeing that the Sixers are the right side in that game. Pacers and Bucks. Is this a closeout situation? It is if the Pacers win in Milwaukee. And Indiana, because of those injuries Eddie referenced, the Pacers a 4.5-point favorite now in that game. Although the cash and the number of tickets, both the public and the wise guys on the side of the Milwaukee Bucks getting 4.5 at home. And then the other game, which is in the middle of that, the Orlando Magic visiting Cleveland. The Cadavers are a 5-point favorite. Now they're 4.5. And the money's pretty split. Not a wide margin in any direction there, but the public is betting a lot on the Cadavers. We will have a fun fact, but first, this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Thoroughbred Racing. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Fun fact! Fun fact!
Ben Maller fun fact.
All right, here's the fun fact. We go to pro bouncy ball. We're putting the fun in. So Zion Williamson, he's a basketball player for the Pelicans, although he was hurt, and as a result, did not play. And the Thunder swept the Pelicans. So Zion ends his fifth season in the NBA. He's played 184 regular season games and no playoff games. He is the only lottery pick from 2019 to have never played in a playoff game. The only one. Ja Morant, who spends a lot of time playing with guns, has played in 19. RJ Barrett, DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, everyone else has played in a playoff game, but not the aforementioned Zion Williamson. And as an added bonus, a 2-for-1 special. Play it again! Play it again! Play it again!
Ben Maller fun fact.
All right, fun fact from also from Pro Bouncy Ball, courtesy of my fun fact whisperer, Alf the Alien Opiner, who tells me that Nike had conditions before giving Michael Jordan his record-setting contract. He either had to be Rookie of the Year, average 20 points per game, or be an all-star, or sell $4 million worth of basketball shoes in a year. Jordan was the Rookie of the Year. He averaged 28 points per game, 28.2 points per game, was named an all-star, and Nike sold $100 million worth of shoes in 1985. And people are trying to compare Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. Good luck. Good luck on that. Good luck on that. Methinks not so much. So the Dirty Birds, that would be Terry, who's the GM in Atlanta? What's the guy? Terry Fontenot, the GM there in Atlanta, who has contradicted himself. We love when people contradict themselves. We can goof on them. It's a fun thing to do. So the Falcon GM there, who for some reason decided with a top 10 pick to draft a quarterback after spending $180 million on a quarterback. And he gave the money quote, the mother of all quotes, The Falcons have some problems in the defensive secondary, it would appear, based on their depth chart. They have a glaring need in the secondary. The Falcons need help at the cornerback position. They didn't draft one, though. So the GM, Terry Fontenot, was asked, why did you not draft a defensive back? You clearly need help. He said, quote, we would have liked to add that position, but you don't want to force a reach or do something you shouldn't. For those of you a little slow, like my friend Mark in Denver, who was calling into the live show while listening to the podcast, he said the Falcon GM, the Dirty Birdie, that we would have liked to add at that position, defensive back, but you don't want to force or reach or do something you shouldn't. All right, we are going to have, straight ahead for your dancing and entertainment, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you above average? The podcast listener consumes 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruptions. It is available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcasts. Just follow the show and give us a golden review. Enlarge the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. You try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And away we go. Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Someone from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. By the way, if you want to be one of our judges, call right now. Call early and often. We go through a high volume of calls here at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. But let's go to the audio tape. Someone from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days could be a coach, a prominent athlete, a media member, and see if you can use your enhanced hearing ability to figure it out.
Very long time.
A very long time. Play it again, play it again, play it again.
Very long time.
All right, will anyone get this right? I've won this game more than anybody. I will say caller five. Eddie?
You've also lost this game more than anyone.
Yeah, I'm a Cy Young. They named the award for the top pitcher, the Cy Young.
It just means you've been involved in the game a lot. It doesn't really mean you've been that
good. You're jealous of my success. That's
fine. I'm not, because I've won it more than you have.
No, and I'm going to say I'm the all-time wins king.
I have a better winning percentage than you do.
That is incorrect.
No, it is not. I'm going to say nobody will win.
All right. Lorraine. Ah!
I'm high hopes over here. I'm thinking caller number one gonna get it out the box.
Number one! Well,
those are very high
hopes.
She's
clearly new to the show, Eddie. Caller one. I noticed, though, she's not played any Maller theme music here. We gotta get that Maller theme music back. We've gotta bring that back. Coop is busy, so I don't think he's gonna guess. Play it again, play it again, play it
very
again.
Very long time.
Very long time.
Very long time.
Okay, you know who this is. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Let's go to the call, see if anybody knows the answer. We'll say hello to Manuel in Gardena. He is caller number one. This is the one that Lorraine said would get it right. Hello, Manuel.
Aw, thank you, Lorena. And, of course, if it was only 7 to 10 days ago, it has to be Rogers Hornsby.
Is that Rogers Hornsby? Do you know who that is, Lorena?
No.
No, great golfer back in the day, right, Manuel? No? All right. Caller 2 at 877-99 on Fox. Let's say hello to Jeff in Boston, who is my caller number 2. It's Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Jeff. Who is it?
Come on, Ben.
Hiya.
That LeBron's stepdad, Delonte West?
Is that Delonte West? All right, that's a good answer, though, Jeff. Thank you. Delonte's still homeless, do we know? All right. Well, we need a clue. What is the clue here? Coop, just read the clue, Coop. I don't have time to go in there and get the piece of paper. What is the clue here, Coop?
He is still third all-time on the 100-meter dash list for San Diego.
All right, play it again.
Very long time.
Okay. Okay, let's say hello to Mike in Wisconsin on Sight to Bite. You are my caller three, Mike.
I did not hear the clue before that I was going to go LeBron James, but that obviously is not it.
I like that you knew your answer is wrong, but you're still going with it. I respect.
LeBron James.
I did the same thing when I was in school. That's why I'm doing overnights. No, that is incorrect. All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. It is Sight to Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Time for caller number four, and that is Steve in Minnesota. If you know the answer, call now, 877-99 on Fox. Hello, Steve.
Aaron Rodgers feels like baby powder.
Okay. I think that was keg drinking, Steve. Still hammered, and yeah. All right, let's say hello to Matt. Play it again, by the way. We're going to play it again.
Very long time.
Sight the bite. We're trying to figure out the answer. This guy still holds the San Diego record, Coop, for
100-meter dash.
All right.
Very long time.
Yes, apparently very long time he's held the record. Hello, Matt.
Hold the 100-meter dash, San Diego Chargers.
All right, I know you're going to curse, so I'm going to hang up you. That's a proactive move by me. Let's try. Dane is next. Hello, Dane. What's the answer, Dane? Oh boy.
That's why I've won this game more than anyone.
Hello, Dane. What's the answer, Dane?
The answer is Anthony Edwards.
Is that Anthony Edwards? No. All right, we're out of Coop.
I win again.
What's the answer, Coop? What is
Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush, the Bush push.
Nah, you didn't. I'm so good at this game.
You didn't win. It was the phones, Eddie. The phones broke, Eddie.
It's part of it.
They broke.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.